This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to begin where the economic day began today. The April unemployment report, 7.5% is the jobless rate. That is down just a tick. 165,000 is the number of new jobs added to the American economy last month. 4 minutes of live radio is what we're going to be spending digesting those numbers and the news of the week. For that, we've got Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville and Catherine Rampell from the New York Times. They are in our New York studios. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so we're happy, right, Catherine? Come on, help me out here.
We're relieved, I would say.
Oh, no, 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 no. Wait a minute. No, that's so funny, because we were talking before about what you were going to say when I asked you that question, and I said, she's going to be reserved.
Yes. Well, that's sort of my MO, I guess. I try to be reserved when the jobs numbers come out. People like to make a big deal out of them,
yep.
But, you know, it's just one data point. It gets revised. The headline number was, you know, middling. It was fine. It mm-hmm. was not nearly what the economy needs to recover a lot of the ground lost during the recession. So that's what I mean when I say we're relieved. Mm-hmm. It's not like we had gangbuster growth.
Right.
But, on the other hand, there were a lot of economists out there who were worried that we were going to get a really bad number this month, given that initial reports for last month were also pretty disappointing.
Right.
So, you know, we thought the spring swoon might come back.
Well, yeah. So, Cardiff, you know, along those lines and to Catherine's initial point, do we make too much of this number? And should we only maybe do the jobs number like once every 6 months?
I don't know if we have to, like, resort to that kind of economic indicator nihilism, right? I mean, but
okay.
It's absolutely true that with a report like this, you set the bar low enough and it becomes easy to step over.
Yeah.
That being said, I mean, as Catherine noted, there were some really valid concerns that maybe we were headed into the same kind of, like, mid-year swoon, mid-year downturn
mm-hmm.
that we've experienced in the last few years. And the revisions to the prior months in this report – I think indicated that maybe the severity of that downturn wasn't going to be that bad. But I'll tell you what's really unfortunate about all this is that right now policy is pushing in the wrong direction.
Right.
Explain
that a little bit. Yeah.
Of course. So essentially earlier this year, payroll taxes went up on everybody. We now have the looming spending cuts from the sequestration issue. And unfortunately, even as a lot of other economic indicators are getting worse or at least are coming in worse than expected, policy isn't doing anything to help. And that leaves basically just the Federal Reserve. But it, too, is somewhat constrained in what it's going to do. So I'm not too optimistic that things are going to rapidly accelerate from here, relieved though I am.
But, Catherine, the Fed said this week in a statement after its meetings, it basically said, listen, we're going to keep on doing what we can. I mean, the Fed is going to help us out, right?
Well, the Fed has been helping us out. It's been helping us out for you know, 5 years.
Years and
now.
Years and years, yeah.
Years and – I mean, it feels like millennia at this point that they really started pumping money into the economy. But there is only so much they can do. You know, at some point, you get kind of diminishing returns when you've already increased their balance sheet so much. You know, interest rates have been at zero for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
They can try to help out. But if Congress continues counteracting them by having this fiscal tightening, there's not really that much power that they have left to further goose the economy.
Okay, but hang on a second, the both of you, because you both sort of – well, what I heard was you guys saying we don't have to worry about the spring swoon anymore. But do we maybe, thanks to the Congress of the United States, Cardiff, have to worry about a summertime swoon?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that we don't have to worry about it. I just think that it might not be as bad as we initially expected it to be. So, again, lowering the bar, easy to step over. But, yeah, I'm worried about all of this stuff all the time. If you were looking for a couple of happy guests, you probably chose the wrong two people today. But, yeah, I'm worried about it. And a lot of this stuff also has to do with some other underlying trends in the economy, such as that a lot of the jobs that are replacing the ones that were lost in the downturn now are lower-paying service sector jobs.
Right.
So even the jobs that are coming back aren't doing as much for lower- and middle-class Americans as we'd hope.
Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville and Catherine Rampell from the New York Times. They were in our New York studios. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend, huh?
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you.